Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Embodying Your Higher Self, Clearing the Ego, with the topic Increasing Love and Allowance. I'm Christine Fedor, and thank you for joining me tonight. Last time, we did an introduction about theta healing and access consciousness. Those are two modalities that we are going to use tonight to do some clearing and healing. I'm going to go over them only briefly. If you want more information, you can go back and listen to last month's call, or you can go to my website at renewalhealth.net. As I've mentioned before, I've been doing energy healing work for the last 13 years, and I've done many different modalities to bring about health, healing, balance, clarity, awareness, connection. Using many different modalities. Reiki is a very popular one. Always love Reiki. And through the years, I came across the Theta Healing and Access Consciousness. The reason I love these two modalities is because they both address belief systems, points of view, and how to change how we think, what we believe, in order to bring about change and more possibilities so that we're more free. Unlimited possibilities, more freedom of choice, and to release the burdens of the past, either in this lifetime or other lifetimes or any traumas we have suffered, we can change that. And by doing so, a lot of people have instantaneous emotional, mental, physical healings. Now, of course, there's many hands-on, touching type of modalities with energy work, like Reiki can be done that way, or long distance with the long distance symbol. With the work we're going to do today for clearing and healing, it's all energy, and it's available long distance. So we can do this over the phone, on the radio show, in groups. I just did a presentation at the Enlightened Soul Center in Ann Arbor on Sunday, and it was a great group of people and wonderful experience, helping everyone clear their blocks and issues and opening up to more receiving and more love and allowance. We're going to talk about some of those same things today. Just to give a real brief overview of Theta Healing and Access Consciousness, but again, I invite you to listen to last month's call or go to my website for more information. Theta healing, we connect to the highest level of source creator. And you'll hear me say, let's go into theta state, close your eyes, go up through the crown of your head, up to creator of all that is on seventh plane, the highest level of creator and love and light. And at that point, we can witness the change of what we're asking to occur. And with theta healing, it clears on the core soul, gene, and history levels. Like gene is genetics, history is past lives, the soul and core being. And we also do that mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I love this because we're going deeper on more multiple levels. And we also, as we clear things out, we download something to replace it with. Because sometimes when we make a change, we don't know how to live or choose differently. We don't know how to do something different because that's all we know. So by asking Creator to give us a download of how to be different from that change, it gives you more freedom and ease with the shift. We'll also be doing a lot of access consciousness. A lot of the concepts I use are access consciousness. We're going to use the clearing statement. And you're not going to understand what it is unless you've done it before and you've heard this before and you already know it. And it's not going to make sense to you. And that's okay. Don't try to figure it out. If you want more information, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. And there you can get a detailed information about the clearing statement, what it is, and what it means. It sounds like this. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. It doesn't make much sense, just that. But understand, it's like, what is right and wrong about this? What is good and bad about this? Pot and pot, point of creation, point of destruction. And there's an explanation once you get the information on the handout of what all of that means. So this is just a shortcut statement of all the different levels of clearing we're going to do on many levels, dealing with points of view, belief systems, to open up to more possibility, to get rid of the limitation. And with access consciousness, there are a lot of hands-on treatments with the access bars, access facelift, access body process. And I do offer those in private session, and I also now offer them for certification if you'd like to be a practitioner, as well as for Reiki. So as far as energy healing is concerned, you know, all of us have known all about the hands-on treatments. If you're familiar with energy healing, if you're not, I invite you to take a look at my website and you'll learn more about it. The process, I think in the past we've done the secret, we've done the I am affirmations, we've focused on the positive attitude to bring about change. And what brings it to another level is to live in the question. We say, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? What else is possible? You can ask that when things are good, when things are bad, at any time. And invite you to change statements, which are conclusions and limited, into questions. What is right about this I'm not getting? How can I choose peace in this moment? And let the universe deliver the answers without trying to figure it out, and without making a conclusion which will limit the possibilities. Now, this month we're talking about increasing love and allowance. One of the books that I am going to be talking about tonight is Love in the Next 10 Seconds, Changing the Box of Relationship into Living Without Limits. This book was written by Nirmanda Kaufman and John Andros. And they talk about how to use all of the access consciousness tools in relationships. And it actually goes through step by step how to use them. When they say love in the next 10 seconds, is because access consciousness teaches us that you're always at choice. And we always talk about that a lot at the Human Awareness Institute, or HI, another organization I'm involved with. We always talk about that you're at choice. So you're always at choice. And your choice, according to Access Consciousness, expires every 10 seconds. Guess what? You get to choose again. Wait 10 seconds and then choose again. So when you talk about this book, Love in the Next 10 Seconds, it's how to actually be in that space of choice within relationship. And this particular book does talk about a romantic, intimate-type relationship setting. However, I have found that the tools and how they suggest to use them and apply them have worked for me in all of my relationships. I've seen improvements with my family relationships, my work relationships, just about anybody. You can apply these tools. So it's not just in your romantic partner. It's in any type of relationship. So something that's easy that you can access. We'll talk about a little bit more on that, and I just want to give you some reference. If you would like to take a closer look at this book, you can now access it at the following website, which is accessllc.infusionsoft.com/go/access/shop/Christine F444. And don't worry about writing it down. This is going to be recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. And I'm going to be adding it to the website. It's not up yet. So that's where you can find out more information about this book, as well as other Access Consciousness books, a lot on love and relationship. And then as we were talking on Sunday, there's also books and references on parents and kids. So you can learn how to use the consciousness tools with parenting and children. So what does it really mean to increase love and allowance in relationship? Have you ever had a situation where you're thinking, how could he do that to me? How could she say that? Well, it's their stuff. It's not about you, right? That's the ego. That's when we talk about, you know, trying to be in the space of the higher self and not the lower self, the ego self or negative mind. So we're also going to connect ourselves higher with the access consciousness and theta healing techniques to connect our higher self to the highest level of love and light and creator and clear out the ego or the lower self and negative mind. So when we're in a space of allowance, what does that mean? That means that you don't have any judgment. You're not taking it personally. You don't have an attachment to the outcome or expectation of what your partner or family member should or shouldn't do. How many of us really are in that space all the time? I know I get caught up in it and, you know, get into the story about what they're doing or why and making it about me. So always going back to clearing the ego, the negative mind, and coming from a place of love, seeing this person across from me who is in that space of negativity is a cry for love right now. What happened to that person today or in their past, either in their childhood or their past life, that had brought them to a place of negativity? What's going on with them right now? And why are they reacting or being that way? And you can simply ask God, creator, the universe, however you want to believe and choose, ask for more allowance. You don't even have to ask anyone specific, just how can I have more allowance for this person right now? Be in the question and allow that to come to you. It actually works. I've tried it. That's why we're talking about it. It works. So being in allowance, it's allowing the other person to have their experience, not try to change it, not try to fix it, not trying to make it be something one way or another, but just being fully present in a place of love and peace and supporting your loved one and understanding what they're going through in that moment, doing your best to do that. Now, how do you do that? That's when you're connecting to the higher self instead of being in your ego and taking it personal. We talk about in the Human Awareness Institute, Q-tip, quit taking it personal. So that's how we shift. So let's go into some of these healing and clearings right now. We're going to connect the higher self on the highest level. We're going to clear the ego and the negative mind using the theta healing and access consciousness. And then we're going to go into some information about love and relationships more specifically. So for those of you who this is brand new, there'll be a time where I'll ask you, will you destroy and uncreate this now, please? This is where you say yes if you want to receive the clearing or healing. And again, with the theta process, if you're in allowance and saying yes, you're going to get whatever you need. I'm not changing you. We're asking, you know, the universe creator to do this healing and clearing. I always have the intention, often you'll hear me say, for whatever's in the best and highest good for each person with gentleness, ease, and grace. This is to make sure you're going to get whatever you need. And if we're doing a clearing that doesn't seem to specifically apply to you, know that anywhere that you have a similar pattern, you'll get it cleared. So for those of us who are on this practice, I always know I'm always going to say yes because I know if there's anything I need to clear and heal, I want to say yes because I don't want to keep the trauma and the drama. So just I would invite you to give it a try and see what you think. You don't have to. And you can always go back and do some more research and come back and listen to it again and say yes if you choose. Always a choice. All right, so everybody, close your eyes. Everybody at home online listening, everybody who's listening on the phone lines, take a deep breath, close your eyes, focus on sending your energy through the top of your head, all the way up, up, up. We're going all the way up to the creator of all that is on seventh plane. Creator, as commanded now, to connect and align each person's higher self to the very highest level of love and light in direct connection with Creator of all that is on the seventh plane, and to live our lives in full connection with our higher self connected to Creator of all that is, having divine truth, divine guidance, divine awareness from the perspective of Creator of all that is on the seventh plane. And what does that look like? What does it feel like? And how do we do that? And download that to each individual now for whatever's in their best and highest good. Gentleness, peace, and grace. So that we're open to fully receive and allow the communication, the knowing, the awareness, the truth from our higher selves in connection with Source Creator. Now, staying in the theta state, is commanded to clear the ego, the negative mind, the shoulda, woulda, coulda, the expectations, the attachments to outcome. Anywhere that any of us think we're unworthy or undeserving of receiving, and anywhere that we have judgment and fixed points of view that would limit our choice in our lives for ourselves and for each other. And we ask you to clear all of this for whatever's in the best and highest good for each individual with gentleness, ease, and grace on the core, soul, gene, and history levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And do so now. It is done. And now, Creator, download, what does it look like, what does it feel like, and how do we live with freedom of choice, live in total allowance, to love and accept ourselves fully, and to love and accept others fully. How to quit taking it personal. How to be in that space of divine love and allowance for our loved ones, our families, and everyone that we have relationship with. What does that look like? What does it feel like? How do we do that? And download that now to each individual for whatever is in the best and highest good for each person with gentleness, ease, and grace. It is done. Everyone take a deep breath, open your eyes, and that was Theta. So we just connected your higher self to the highest level of Creator of all that is on seventh plane so that you can be fully connected to divine truth, divine wisdom, divine knowing, and then also clearing out the ego and the negative mind and any judgment and unworthiness. And then we download it, the difference, so we know how to live in a different place. Now, and for all of you who are sitting there thinking, oh, that process is too easy, it can't just happen that simple. So everything bad is, and everything that brings up in you, will you destroy and uncreate it now, please? That's where you say yes, if you'd like to receive healing. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all night, short, boys, and beyond. And that was our access state. Clearing statement, access consciousness clearing statement. So like I said, you can just get that information online at theclearingstatement.com. So now doing that, I want each of you to feel what that brought up for you. Anywhere that you had any judgment of yourself, any judgment about any of your relationships, any points of view that would be limiting or keeping you from receiving clearing and healing tonight. All of that, are, you know, I want you to feel that, okay? Feel it, imagine it, go over in your head what came up for you that might be limiting or blocking you from receiving the healing and clearing tonight. So everything that is and everything that brings up in you times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So one of the nice things about the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement is whatever's coming up, you don't have to figure it out. In fact, figuring it out is the ego. That's the negative mind trying to, I got to figure it out. That instead of trusting Source Creator and yourself and your inner knowing and your connection to the universe, whatever you choose to believe in, I accept all paths. Whatever's the right path for you, please follow that. So your inner knowing, your inner truth, your inner divinity, and whatever that is for you, that's the place where you can have true happiness and peace. It's when we get into the story. I call it the story. It's where we get into this drama, trauma, blah, blah, blah. He did, she did. And really none of that matters. It's just a story. So I want you each to think about one of those situations. Maybe it happened today. Maybe it happened last week. Maybe it happened last month. Or maybe it's something that happened a long time ago that's still bothering you about that ex so-and-so. I want you to go into that energy right now. Wherever you have all that story and that judgment about a person or a relationship or a family member or even somebody at work, wherever you have that, I want you to bring that up into your mind and feel that energy. Kind of, you know, bring up that story. So everything that is and everything that brings up on you, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So it can be that simple. Whenever you find yourself getting in a position of irritation or judgment or frustration, all you can say is, whatever this is, everything this is, I destroy and uncreate it now. And do the clearing statement. It can be that simple. You can use that tool. And then remember to go into question. When you're in the relationship, you're in a situation, instead of saying, they're this way, guess what? If you say they are this way, they're going to show up this way because they're fulfilling your judgment of them. So when you can be in a space of openness to allow them to choose or change and be different, you open up the possibility for them. That's a way to love and allow them. Because when we have that judgment and that conclusion about that person being a certain way, that's the limitation. And it keeps that stuck and it limits the relationship. Very often they're going to react to your energy. So for some reason I'm getting a feeling here, a strong feeling to talk about the yeses and nos. So are you willing to receive your loved one's no? Many of us will say, no, I want them to say yes to this thing. Well, that is not being an allowance of your partner or your family member. When you want them to answer a certain way, then you are, very often, they're going to react against you. And then it creates that struggle because they're going to feel the energy that you're not allowing them choice. And very often they're going to reject that if it's a questionable thing or if there's some strife. Of course, if it's a yes, it's a yes. Just know that there's sometimes that dynamic going on in relationship. And that's a good time to say, how can I have more allowance for this person? And here's another good one from Access Consciousness. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be in total allowance of this person? So you can imagine someone now if you like. Maybe it's the same person that we just cleared. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be in allowance of this person? To be in a place to receive their yes or their no and to have full allowance for who they are and just love them and have a relationship greater than anything I can even imagine. I feel what that feels like. Greater than anything I can even imagine. So anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So you see what we did there? We asked the question about what you did want to have. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be? And fill in the blank. Anything that doesn't allow that, then you pod pocket. So this is a way that you can use these tools in the moment. All day long at work and all day long in all my relationships, in my head, I'm pod pocking. And I'm asking, okay, give me more allowance here, please. What can I do? How can I receive more allowance? And that's what I've turned it in, because I've caught myself, it was a couple weeks ago, and I was frustrated. I was really frustrated about something, and I'm like, you know, fuming and steaming, and I'm just grr. And it's like frustrated. It's like, how can I choose peace right now? How can I be at peace right now? And it was more out of like sarcasm and frustration, right? Well, guess what? The peace came, and the next thing you know, I'm singing while I'm doing the dishes and dancing around the house. I'm like, what happened? Where'd it go? This stuff works. So I invite you to be, you know, try it. Give it a try. See if it works for you. Let me know. That's why we have different groups, different opportunities, such as this radio show, and I do different monthly groups in Ypsilanti, and then other talks that we can do where we can talk and go through this. Now, so if any of you who are online or on the phone, you can type in a question if you like, and I can see it on the computer, so you can type in a question if you have any questions. And if you would like to actually ask a question of a situation, maybe with a loved one or a family member, and we can do some clearing on it, you can call in at 646-378-0378 and press 1. So if you're already on a call, you'd have to hang up and call back and press 1. And then it lets me know that you would like to ask a question. And then we can talk through this. And we can give you some specific examples for your situation. So consider that if you'd like to do that. And I also work with individuals with coaching and mentorship to do this kind of stuff. So as much as I love all the energy work that we do with the hands-on, and it's relaxing and it's peaceful and it shifts the energy in the body, and the body needs that, it feels good, this kind of stuff that we're doing with Theta Healing and Access Consciousness to change our points of view and our belief system and our judgments, and anywhere that we find that we're stuck or blocked by doing these methods, Theta Healing, you can get a Theta Healing book online if you want to order the book, and it'll take you through some of the processes. And, of course, like I said, you can get the clearing statement and work on that yourself. There's lots of resources at that website I gave you earlier for books and recordings and things. So these are tools that you can use right now. You can take these and start using them tonight. So I want to empower you to, you know, choose that if it feels good to you. And let's think of it. Let's see. Anybody has any questions? Okay. All right, well, if you decide to call in with a question or type in a question, please feel free to do so. Let's talk about, I guess what's coming up right now is receiving love. So anywhere that you are unconsciously blocking or not willing to receive love and allowance, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nines and beyond. Okay. Anywhere that you feel you just don't know. You just don't know what to do. You don't know how to connect, or you don't know who to connect with. or you're feeling anywhere of isolation, disconnection, or alone. Or you can go to a workshop and feel connected, and then you go back into your daily life and feel disconnected somehow. So everything that is and everything that brings up in you, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to open up to receiving love unconditionally for all eternity? Everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So I want everybody to check in and see how they're feeling. If you're feeling great, awesome. If you're not, I want you to feel whatever's coming up for you right now. Whatever questions you're having, whatever judgments, or whatever feelings you're having, whether it's towards yourself, towards the call, towards any of the people we've talked about and you've brought up, and your thoughts and feelings about relationship and family and friends and loved ones. I want you to feel whatever it is that is unrest, anything that is feeling out of balance, uncomfortable, or just like, I really want that relationship to be better with that person, not feeling like it's whole and complete. I want you to call that image up. I want you to feel that. Or whatever it is for you, if it's different than what I'm saying, whatever's up for you right now. So everything that is, and everything that brings up in you, in all directions, time and space, parallel dimensions and universes, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay. I'd like everyone to take a deep breath. We're going to go up into theta. So everyone, focus your energy up through the top of your head, all the way up. All the way up to creator of all that is on seventh plane. Creator of all that is commanded now. That all traumas, all dramas, all betrayals in love and relationship and family. Anywhere that you have felt rejected. Anywhere that you have felt misled, baited and switched, maybe lost and alone. And any level of trauma, losing someone you cared about or been hurt by someone you cared about. And all dramas, and negative patterning, belief system, attachments to outcomes and expectations based on these. In your DNA and antimantine particles, and all levels of your being, core, soul, gene, and history. Mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, clear and remove all of that now with gentleness, ease, and grace for whatever's in the best and highest good for each individual now. It is done. And creator of all that is done, plane is commanded now to download. What does it look like? What does it feel like? And how do you choose love? How do you choose you? How do you trust love, relationships, family, yourself? How do you trust yourself fully? How do you trust the universe to support you? How do you trust creator to support you? What is that look like? What does it feel like? And how do you do that? And just allow the download to come. We don't need to figure it out, remember. And creator, download that now. Let's be an openness if you're willing to choose it. And be a yes in this moment if you're willing to choose it. Download that information. It's commanded now to do so with gentleness, ease, and grace for whatever is the best and highest good for each individual now. It is done. It is done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wonderful. Okay. How are you feeling? You're feeling a little bit lighter? And sometimes when we're doing a lot of clearing, there is sometimes a feeling of spaciousness. Or it kind of sometimes can be a little bit lightheaded, I guess, for me. Sometimes if I do some of that deep clearing, when we get down to all the levels. So go ahead and just take a deep breath. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be fully at peace and receive joy and feel content and relaxed? And to be able to choose that at any moment, regardless of what's going on in your life. Anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Times a gazillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, shorts, fours, and beyond. Wonderful. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about how the ego comes into love and relationships. The ego, that negative mind, is anywhere that, like I said, where you're in judgment of yourself or others, anywhere that you're having that mind chatter in the back of your head that is not positive, let's put it that way. Any of that negativity. All of that is the ego. So anywhere that you have that in your life and in your relationships, that seems to be recurring or coming back. So any looping, any residual energies of these patterns that you may have after these clearings, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Yes, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay. So now let's do some visioning of some things that you'll want to bring into your life. How's that? So go ahead and take a deep breath and close your eyes. And I want you to bring in all those things that you want to have more of in your life, and more of in your relationships. And I want you to turn that into a question. So how can I have more love and allowance for, to, you know, any question? How can I learn not to take it personal when a family member or loved one does something I think is insulting or judgmental? So you can turn it around. How can I choose to be at peace when someone I care about is angry or upset? How can I choose forgiveness and love in each moment? What would it take for me to have the most amazing relationship and love and peace and joy and trust and comfort greater than anything I can imagine, beyond all reference points, beyond anything that I could ever imagine, greater than that? What would it take for that? So all of these questions and any other questions that you've thought of yourself that you would like to either change in your relationship, something you'd like to choose different, or something you'd like to have or be for yourself or in your relationships. All of that and everything that is, anywhere, anything that doesn't allow that, anywhere and anything that doesn't allow that, Will you destroy Nuncreepit now, please? Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So reference points, I've talked a little bit about reference points at the Enlightened Soul Center on Sunday. That our reference points, of course, are that's all you know. You don't know anything beyond those points. And so when you choose outside of those points and you choose something different instead of the same way you've always thought and operated by doing these clearings and healings and choosing to change and live with more possibility, more openness, more choice, sometimes it can be uncomfortable because it's new, it's different, you don't know it yet. And that's when you can go in, well, how can I be comfortable with this change? Because even if it's a good change, a lot of times there still feels stress. So you can also go into that. How can I be comfortable? How can I feel more at peace? How can I receive this change with calm instead of with chaos? Anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So go ahead and take a deep breath. Something else that we talked about at the last session and Sunday was, who does this belong to? Another access consciousness. I've been using that day and night, and it does shift, believe it or not. I think it's, I don't know the exact percentage that they're telling us, but at least 90% of what you may be sensitive to and feel is not necessarily yours. Most of the time it isn't yours. So, and with those of us who are energy workers, psychics, intuitives, and are just sensitive, empathics, we feel and pick up other people's stuff all the time. And I know when someone's upset with me, like a loved one, I can feel that. I can feel it, and then it's hard for me to stay in peace and calm because I feel their stuff. So I have to constantly, as much as I'm, you know, choosing to be in allowance and I'm podpocking and clearing my judgments and my limited or fixed points of view, I am also saying, who does this belong to? So how you do that is, who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? You keep saying that till it lightens. And then return to sender with consciousness attached. You're not sending it back to them in a negative way. It's in a cleared way with the consciousness. Sometimes we react to people because of the energy they're throwing at us. So if you understand that, you also understand when you're in that space inside yourself where you're thinking something negative about somebody else, or you're having that trouble receiving that no from that person, or maybe you want them to say no and they say yes. I don't, you know, whatever the situation may be where you have an attachment to the outcome, an expectation or judgment of how things shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know, turn out. That's when you can also ask, who does this belong to keep you out of that connection of negativity with the other person. And as you start podpocking, and asking then, what energy can you be in to be in that space of allowance for the other person and for yourself? How can I choose love in this moment? How can I choose peace in this moment? Anything that doesn't allow that, and podpoc it. That's a way you can use the tool yourself. So let's see. Let's download greater than we can imagine in all of our love relationships. Let's do that in theta state. That sounds good. Okay, so everyone take a deep breath. Close your eyes. We're going to go back up into theta state, go all the way up to creator of all that is on seventh plane. Creator of all that is commanded now to download greater than we can imagine our life to be, with love, peace, joy, harmony, grace, gratitude, with ourselves, in our romantic relationships, our personal relationships with family, coworkers, where there can be a renewed sense of connection, and allowance. And to really feel, what does it feel like for you to really be in trust and peace of yourself, in connection with your own inner divinity, in connection with all, self-fulfilled and available, willing and an allowance for others. If you're willing to receive that, just be open and say yes to this. And if you would like something different, go ahead and ask for that now, or change whatever it is you're willing to bring forward for yourself or not. You're at choice. And I'm going to just hold the space for all of you who is listening to this, either here live or when you listen to it in the recording, that the healing energy will come to you now. Download all that. What does it look like? What does it feel like to have greater than you can imagine in all relationships and love for yourself and others? Greater than you can ever imagine. What does that look like? What does it feel like? And how do you do that? And download that now with gentleness, ease, and grace for whatever's in the best and highest good for each individual. And it is done. Take a deep breath. And anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all now, please? Yes. Right, wrong. Good, bad. Pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So as you know, every time I'm using that statement, we're doing the access consciousness, and then whenever I told you we go into theta state, we're doing the theta healing process. And then I'm also going to send all of you some long-distance Reiki. So just open yourself up to receive. And I'm just going to send you the long-distance Reiki to help bring you peace and calm, Steve, the long-distance Reiki healing energy. Say yes if you choose it. Receive it. And I am also open to receive your topic requests or any questions or comments. If you'd like to send it to an email to me about this show or a future show that I can address for you. My email address is renewalhealth@outlook.com, and you can find me and more information at renewalhealth.net. I'm going to go ahead and take some time here to talk about the upcoming events and information that I have available for you to help you with further clearing and healing. I'm always available for phone consultation or Skype consultation for coaching and mentorship, where we can do this clearing and healing personally one-on-one to talk through these processes and to help you go through change and choose something different for yourself, or help ease anywhere you have some blocks or would just like to step into something new and have more ease with it. The hands-on healing treatments that are available with Access Consciousness, usually the entry level, you could say, hands-on process is the Access Bars, 32 points on the head that when you touch them, they'll clear receiving. So you be opened up to receive. It's like deleting the old files on the computer, clears everything out. And as we're doing a lot of verbal processing, which is what really all of this is the verbal processing, having the bars run for the body helps bring things back into peace and calm, or at least that's how I receive it. And other people have had, you know, other successes. There's a lot of good stories about what can be received with that. So I am available in Ypsilanti for a private session. There's a lot of people available in your local area, I'm sure, if you would like to connect with someone to run your bars. If you would like to learn how to do bars on someone else and be a certified practitioner, I am holding a bars class on September 24th, Saturday, in Ypsilanti. And there's also what we're calling Barzapalooza. This is something I'm doing with a joint venture with some other Bars facilitators, and that's going to be on Sunday, October 23rd in Ann Arbor. I am also doing some Reiki attunement classes if you would like to be a Reiki practitioner. Reiki 1 and 2 is Saturday, October 15th, and Reiki Master is Sunday, October 16th. I'm planning for those to be in Ypsilanti, Michigan. I will be at the Intuitive Interactive Holistic Psychic Expo. That's going to be at Eastern Michigan University in Ypsilanti, the weekend of October 8th and 9th. If you would like to come find me there, I will have mini sessions of all of the things I offer. We can do the verbal process and we can do some hands-on, and it will be at a reduced rate for the expo. So I'll be there both days. I do host a monthly guided healing meditation and an empowerment clearing group once a month. The next one will be Sunday 9/11, actually. So we'll be doing some peace and love out to the universe and our planet and all the nations for peace and love. Usually the group meets on the second Sunday of the month. However, we're going to a period of time where that's not the case. So October 9th would be the second Sunday, and I will be at the expo. So I'm inviting everyone to visit me at the expo. So we will not host a group in October. Then in November, the group actually meets on the first Sunday, November 6th. And then we go back to the regular second Sunday on December 11th. And those are very affordable. It's $15 for the meditation group, $15 for the empowerment clearing, which is more like the verbal processing we're doing, but in person with a group. And if you do both groups, it's the same day, right after the other, you get $25 for the discount on that. I am also available to schedule classes for Access Facelift and private sessions, of course. But if you want to be a practitioner of Facelift or you want to try it for yourself, the Access Facelift actually changes your point of view and belief systems about aging. So it's a lot of touching in and around the face for the hands-on treatment. You can look younger with it. They say after 20 sessions, it's a permanent change. What I've noticed is I have a lot more energy and youth and vitality in my body, which I absolutely love. So I do enjoy the facelift process. Then I also have in private session and in certification to be a practitioner to do the individual body processes by Access Consciousness. I don't have the class dates posted yet for facelift or body processes. Some of the classes I've discussed with others about putting together for Access Body Process is the Zero Sum of Trauma with Cellular Memory. As a physical therapist assistant in outpatient orthopedics, that's a really good one for people who've had trauma and surgery. So for people who are in the healthcare field, that's always a good one. The correcting vision process is awesome. I love it. I've been doing that one with clients and have wonderful success with it. So it's correcting, you know, not only your physical vision, but also your clairvoyance, I guess you could say, your third eye kind of vision. And it also helps with the sinus problems. It's all in that same area. So that's a wonderful one to learn or try. And then there's a whole bunch on the immune system for people who are struggling with different diseases. There's a lot of different processes we can address specifically for those and helping the immune system fight that. So it's just so powerful. It's absolutely amazing. Very excited to be able to offer this in private session as well as to teach them for people who want to go out into the world and share this with other people. So whether or not we do the verbal processing through your belief system, I think it's all valuable. So whatever feels right to you, if you're interested in learning more and you want to do more, I invite you to visit me online at renewalhealth.net or contact me at renewalhealth@outlook.com, and we can talk about the possibilities. On the Access Consciousness website, you can find me under facilitator in Michigan, And that's where you could sign up for any Access Consciousness classes that are already posted. Already the BARS classes are already posted and ready for registration. I will have a direct website link. It's not posted yet. I'm hoping to get that in the next week or so. It will be christinefedor.accessconsciousness.com. So that's in the works. And then I have a lot of these, this new information that we've discussed that I'm going to be updating on the website. So if it isn't there yet, it will be soon. So I'm hoping to get that posted as soon as I can for you. Please feel free to contact me, ask questions, give me your feedback about your experience today. And it, you know, even if you're listening to this on the recording at a later date, please give me your feedback, any questions, and then any topics or issues that you would like to see on the radio show or discuss that we can work through. And I know everybody's being really shy about calling in with questions live, and I promise I'll be gentle. So if next time, feel free to call in and ask more questions, and then we can actually work together on your specific issue, whatever that is or whatever it is you want to create, and then everybody else who listens will get that healing and clearing for themselves as well. So think about that as a possibility if you choose it for next time. And I appreciate all of you joining me today, and I wish you all love, peace, and joy, better than you can ever imagine, greater than anything that you've already experienced, beyond all reference points. So thank you so much, and peace, love, and joy to all of you. Have a wonderful night, and I look forward to joining with you again next month at the fourth Wednesday of the month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, and good night.